listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Forever in love.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Today's episode is going to be about live performances and playing through mistakes. So from my experience, I remember when I first started playing, I was really nervous to sing and perform in front of other people. I guess it's your average sort of stage fright that I had. Well, when I used to mess up, inevitably, that's what happens when you play live, sometimes you screw up. I used to stop and get real frustrated at myself and possibly even curse at myself to the side, even though the microphone was right there. So everybody knew I had made a mistake. Well, the secret to live performance and trying to, you know, be as confident as you can and really deliver a great performance is, even if you do screw up, you just keep pushing forward and don't worry about the mistakes because everybody makes them and it's no big deal. That's what makes us human. We are all imperfect. And there's comfort in knowing that none of us are perfect, and so that we're all in this same thing together trying to push through the best that we can. So here's a little blurb that I wrote up that I thought you might enjoy about live performances and playing through mistakes. And for me, that learning process of not beating myself up too hard when I did mess up. And after a while, I adopted this mentality of just not caring what people thought of me when I performed. I used to let that bother me a lot too, whether somebody's going to like a song or not. And there was much freedom and peace in that for me. It's inevitable that when you are performing in front of other people, no matter the industry or career, like an actor acting, a middle manager presenting a slideshow or new product line for your business, a musician performing, or a teacher imparting wisdom on his or her students, there are going to be hiccups along the way. I've never met anyone who never stumbled over a word, forgot his or her lines or lyrics, or mind went blank, even though they had a perfectly crafted plan on what they were going to say, maybe even rehearsed several times before. Plus, there are so many uncontrollable variables when in front of other people that may throw you off besides your own worries, faults, and flaws, and shortcomings. For instance, someone sneezing, a few people getting up to go to the bathroom, a phone vibrating or ringing, a student talking, etc. All of it is noise, distractions. We live in a world filled with them, so much so that it's hard to decipher what is noise from what is important anymore. It makes it hard to focus on a task for any given time, bouncing from one thing to the next. Before you know it, you've started 5 different projects and none of them ever get finished. But focus is exactly what we need in order to accomplish our goals and forge our way through this amazing life. I bring this up because, let's face it, everyone to some extent is a performer. Whether we like to admit it or not, we all play our part, pun intended, in different aspects of our lives. The dynamics within a family are different than what you experience at work and are different than the hobbies you pursue, and so on and so forth. The father who works his butt off all day on phone calls making business presentations and closing deals comes home and yearns for peace and serenity in the comfort of his home. His day is so jam-packed and feels like he's going a million miles a minute that the second he gets home, he wants to slow down as much as humanly possible. And then on the weekend, wants to explore a new city or town, or have a new adventure with his wife and son doing something outdoors in the woods instead of being inside all day behind a desk and in a 30-story building in New York City. Plus, he loves to play guitar. So he does this at night, both by himself on the back deck as well as with a few of his friends once a month. In many ways, this man is no different than you or I, who acts a different way at work than he does at home, as well as a different way when at play, so to speak. It's almost as if he is compartmentalizing these different areas so that they are all separate from each other. I myself have a hard time with doing that, as I view my life as an open book where I get to share my hopes, passions, and dreams and beliefs with as many people as possible, crossing the boundaries between work, home, family, and play with family, friends, and experiences. It'd be amazing to have them all mingle with each other on a more consistent basis, but when the opportunity arises, and it does happen, I secretly smile deep down inside. It's therefore not an act, but a very intentional way of bringing different social and private groups together who wouldn't otherwise do it on their own. And it's very interesting to see these different groups coexist in the same space. People are forced to come out of their shells and perform so as to not be rude or standoffish when meeting someone new. Although it can be nerve-wracking, getting out of your comfort zone in order to grow as better communicators and overall human beings is the best thing we can do for our self-confidence. Will we make mistakes? Yes. Will things happen that are out of our control? Yes. It's all in how we deal with these mistakes, mishaps, and our hiccups. Do we stop dead in our tracks, making for awkward silence? Do we just give up and throw in the towel, or do we push forward as if nothing went wrong or something didn't happen as we had planned it in our heads? As a performer myself, you have to get used to the latter, pushing forward. I've lost track of how many times I break a string mid-song, I drop my pick in the guitar, a cable stops working mid-song, I forget the right chords and/or lyrics to play, or that I've misheard someone asking, telling me something at a gig. All of these things used to bother me, but once I accepted the fact that no one is perfect, and the world certainly isn't either,
Then I became more at peace when things went wrong, break in front of several other people. Such is life. Not everything you have planned goes exactly the way you had it in your head. In fact, most of life doesn't happen like this. When I play live, and those things I just talked about happen, I end up just laughing and smiling because it's just, I'm just thinking in my head, wow, here we go again. This is always something is going to go wrong. And usually during a show, something goes wrong now, and I'm okay with it. But 10 years ago, I was definitely not okay with it. Curveballs are constantly thrown your way, and it's how you react to these curveballs which makes you who you are. It's a real taste of patience and faith. This is what separates someone who is good from someone who is excellent at a skill or craft in a live performance setting, pushing forward as if it was meant to be there. If you stop, then everyone there will know that was a mess up. Keep pushing forward. If someone recognizes you've sang a song a little differently than the original and comments on it to you, don't get into a verbal fighting match. It's not worth it. Just politely say, yes, I know that's different than the original, and I love performing it that way since it's my own take on it. It doesn't sound like every other artist who's ever covered this song. Or you can just say, thank you, I really appreciate it, taking a somewhat negative comment and turning it into a positive affirmation on your end. But by engaging someone in the crowd during a performance like that can either make or break a show. In a worst case scenario, your career. If you're not willing to take that chance, then don't partake in the back and forth that person probably wants you to get involved in. As I like to say, don't get sucked into the vortex of negativity. In other words, don't take the bait. It will most likely ruin the flow of your delivery and in some cases ruin your reputation as being professional. This same concept can be applied to other areas of performing, like acting with hecklers in the audience, or business presentations with people talking in the background, saying snide remarks under their breaths, or just plain dismissive behaviors. Bottom line is that we're all human. We all make mistakes and have things happen to us, which we don't plan. That's why they're called accidents. They're not called on purposes. How do we react in these situations? Do we take the time to let them sink in, truly assess, and then move calmly through them? Or do we meet them with as much chaos as they came to us? So that's it for today, guys. Just food for thought here. When playing live or doing anything live in front of somebody else, like I said, in businesses, people who are acting, performing, doing some sort of music live, even live art. I've seen people doing live art demonstrations, speeches, all those types of things. Things are going to go wrong, and it's how you deal with them in the moment that can help you overcome these fears and anxieties that you have with performing. It happens to everybody, so it's no big deal, and I'm sure you've heard it from other people before. Just keep moving forward. Don't worry about the past. Don't let the past affect your present and therefore your future as well. Be in the moment as much as you can and always look forward to the future. Have a great day, guys. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Bye-bye.
Do what you can, but don't hold too tight, you might end up cutting off your loose ends. Don't pretend you're someone else, I know you're thinking of yourself. It's not if you can play it safe, you're still gonna throw it all away. I walk, you run, you're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. If I walk, you run, this just turns to a race. Yeah, I want you to stay here with me. Here with me. Every dog can have its day. Yeah, every man can have his ball and chain. It's all the same. Yeah, everything's not a win or lose. Why can't we make our own rules? It's not a will you play the game. It's what you do along the way. I walk, you run. You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. Wait to that. If I walk, you run. This just turns to a race. I want you to stay. Can you make a change, not play it safe? Can you struggle through this for my sake? Or is the pain too much to take? Nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. I want you to run. You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Today's episode is about musical instruments, whether you'd like them to be real or virtual. And there's lots of discussion about both. But for me, I would rather have organic or real instruments. It really shows a musician's raw natural talent and abilities in playing an actual instrument rather than just manipulating a bunch of sounds and noises using programs. There are benefits to both, obviously, and I actually use both myself. So just so you have an idea, when I record at home, I use an acoustic guitar. Usually it's a Martin acoustic guitar, acoustic electric. I also use a Fender Stratocaster. It's a Mexican Strat for electric guitars when I record. I also use a Rode microphone for recording acoustic guitar and vocals. And then I usually track bass with my Epiphone bass and plug in with my Yamaha keyboard when I want to add in piano sounds, whether that's playing an actual piano or a keyboard or synth or strings or something along that nature. And I also use a ukulele for recording as well sometimes. Pretty basic ukulele that I got from a local store. At any rate, I have all of that. Plus, I use GarageBand and Logic Pro for editing, for coming up with sounds that I can't come up with without having the actual instruments on me, because I can only purchase so many instruments and store them so many places in my house. So anytime I want to have like a single violin sort of sound and the keyboard isn't giving me a real one, I go into GarageBand and I figure out what I'd like to have sound, record it, and then send it to myself in an email and plug it into Logic Pro, the project that I have going on for whatever song it is. So just so you have an idea, I use both. I also use a version of Auto-Tune in Logic Pro for my voice because, you know, I'm human. I'm not perfect. I don't overuse it for sure. I just kind of make sure that it doesn't wiggle too far away from what key the song is in. And you can definitely tell if you have an ear for it and have listened for it before, you can tell, ooh, that's a little bit out, or, oh, that's just right. So yeah, just so you have an idea, I'm not trying to say one is better than the other, because I use quite frequently both versions of what we're talking about here, organic instruments and then virtual instruments. But just a little bit about it from maybe an outsider's standpoint. The world is yearning, or maybe they don't even know it yet, but wants something more raw and real in regards to music. Take the Lumineers' debut album. If you've never heard it, do yourself a favor and get it as soon as possible. It's worth listening to since it's real storytelling and raw talent. It has a very live feel to it. It almost sounds like they gathered everyone in a circle, dropped the mic in the middle, and said, go. At times, you can even hear talking in the middle of songs or at the beginning or the end of them. It's very unique. You just don't hear records like that anymore. This album I'm talking about went platinum as well, so it's already received attention from over 1 million people who went out and bought it. Raw, natural talent like this is too few and far between in modern popular music. Gone are the days of Motown musicians that record an entire album in a couple hours. I'm sure there are still bands out there who prefer to record this way and are very good at it, and I give them a ton of credit for wanting to stay true to performing live and being a master of their respective instruments. There is something to be said about that. But we are and have been in the area where multi-tracking to the cows come home is standard procedure. And not even that, a lot of popular music nowadays isn't even real instruments. They are pre-programmed beats, loops, and samples of real instruments, but in a virtual form. It's easy to tell the difference between pre-programmed and virtual instruments. They're so perfect, there's nothing wrong with the performance of them or the sound of how they are already mixed. Real instruments are, without a doubt, flawed, and they should be. Nothing and no one in life is perfect, so it should be reflected and embraced as much as possible in life. There's comfort in knowing we are not perfect, so we are all in the same boat together. Auto-tune, or if you'd want to refer to it as Melodyne, which is a voice correcting software program, phasers, effects, the list goes on and on. All the studio magic can manipulate sound in a way that a raw live performance cannot and will never do. This studio magic doesn't sound natural, though. What really made things jump to the next level with studio magic is a flawed performance of a popular song in the studio. Thanks to Cher from Sonny and Cher, who wasn't able to hit the correct note in the song Believe, we have autotune. From what I know of it, autotune was meant to correct a bad note here and there, but not take over an entire song like how it is used now by artists like Kanye and Drake. When used correctly, autotune just cleans up a vocal performance that might be slightly off. When used incorrectly, it makes the human voice sound like a combination of a robot and an alien. Neither are natural sounds for our voices, and I know that if I was putting any music out, I wouldn't want my voice to sound not like me. And if you misuse autotune, it will sound not like you. It will sound like a different person. As the late 90s, early 2000s phase goes, let's keep it real, folks, and not hide behind fancy studio effects, which can make any sound perfect. We're not perfect. Life isn't perfect. Let's not hide behind our flaws, but expose them to each other in tiny increments. There's no reason to sugarcoat life, just like there's no reason to sugarcoat music. It will make us more compassionate towards one another and help us feel like we are not so alone. It works not only in music, but in life as well. And one last thing to bring this topic full circle. Music, as well as other forms of audio and visual media, is meant to bring out our humanness. The only way to do that is to be unapologetically yourself. And not afraid to make mistakes or fall down. Everybody loves an underdog, and a band like the Lumineers, and so many others out there for that matter, need your support and vote of confidence. Let's take the bull by the horns and continue to change the way music is made. We'll all be better off for it, musicians and non-musicians alike. So that's a little excerpt from something I was ranting on late at night a few months ago, and was just something I kind of got on my soapbox for a little bit there. But it was necessary for me to do. I was just hearing so much stuff on the radio that just sounds like every other thing and that I've heard, especially on pop radio stations. So many things sound the same. It sounds like they're using the same sample loops, the same guitar progressions, the same musical melodies and rhythms. And it's just, man, let's get back to being original again and creative and using real instruments. Obviously, the Lumineers found a way to do that. And Mumford & Sons has done the same thing. I bring these two artists up because they use mostly acoustic instruments, whether it's acoustic guitar, mandolin, sometimes ukuleles here and there, drums, real drums, you know, violin, real violin, not like a recording of it that you play through the system that no one would know any better. You know, and that brings me to another point. Real singing live instead of lip syncing. I don't understand what the biggest, newest trend with all these artists lip syncing. It doesn't make sense to me. It's not, it's being completely false. It's not, it's a lie. When you're going in front of other people, pretending and playing it off like you are singing, when even the person who is not a musician can hear, wow, that sounds just like the recording. Well, that's because it is the recording. And so what if you make mistakes? Let's embrace it. There's no reason to lip sync. It's not real. I would hate to go to a concert and discover that my favorite artist lip synced the whole time. To me, that's just like faking it. It's not right. It's like almost trying to get one over on people. And I just don't agree with it. So I would never do that myself because I would just feel like I was gypping people and knowingly gypping people. That's being deceitful. That's trying to con somebody. That's trying to, you know, get the best of them. At any rate, I digress. That's it for us today, guys. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So so many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. You want, listen to your favorite song, forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain, free your heart up with some of your mind. A friend is all you need. Someone to talk to, keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. I'll be there through the thick and thin. I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Push it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life dreams. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two.